You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I was reading something about the percentage of homes in America that will have turkey for Thanksgiving. It's like 96% or something like that. And I'm thinking, boy, those 4%, I wish they'd invite me.
You're sick of the turkey.
The
turkey business.
What would you, like chicken instead or like a...
Yeah, would you do a meat substitute of some sort?
If you whip out those spiral cut honey baked hams, I will crawl across the table to get to it. I love that. But the turkey, and I know I'm a weirdo. I'm not ever trying to talk people out of it. It's like if somebody said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, we ruined the turkey, won't have you." I'd be like, "Fine." I don't get all the hubbaloo.
I'm with you. It's not the top meat of my choice, but I do like the way it smells, like the way it makes the whole house kind of.
Is this
festive?
Just on Thanksgiving?
Anytime.
A turkey sandwich?
Somebody's like, make me a turkey sandwich. I'm like, nah, I'll pass.
You go to Subway, you're like, nah.
No turkey for me.
Give me the meatball.
I will eat it. It doesn't make me vomit, but I'm just like, eh, it's my least favorite of all of the meats.
It tends to get
dry. I saw on a cooking show this weekend where, I don't know what the guy's name is. Bobby Flay or whatever. Yeah. And he was doing like a caramel glazed turkey.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's what
I
thought.
No average Joe is making any sort of glaze for their turkey.
I feel like caramel doesn't go with turkey.
I think that's what it was. Maybe just because I didn't care for the turkey, I really didn't pay that close attention.
I don't like Bobby Flay. I want to punch him.
Is there something about Thanksgiving that our listeners do that's a little unusual that they want to crow about?
I would think so. There's probably a ton of people that are like you and want the Thanksgiving lasagna or something.
Oh, that's what I get. That's what I eat every
year. Yeah, or completely strong. Skip the turkey.
Is. And I don't, what I love, because I'm a crazy girl, and I know that there's plenty of them out there hearing me right now. I have zero food guilt on Thanksgiving. It really is. Like, I give myself a pass, and it's like, nope.
Oh, yeah.
More
carbs.
Add the butter. Give me the pie.
I will be hitting the treadmill today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
That's fine.
Sure. Just because.
Yeah.
Hey, are you guys dressers uppers or
yes.
not?
Yep. Dress up.
Oh, yeah.
Not dressed up, but not slobby either.
I'll still wear nice jeans, but a nicer shirt. I'm not coming in a
correct
suit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want gravy on my suit.
I rock my stretch pants because that's what I call my eating pants.
There's always that family member who will show up wearing shorts or sweats.
That guy.
Oh, that's my brother.
That guy.
That guy.
Who always has this like, hey, you just got to be comfortable, you know?
Right.
It's like, well, you can't be comfortable
wearing, like, a band t-shirt
and look a little decent for everybody.
Give thanks. You know what I'm super excited about this year is,
what?
I'd say probably about the past 5 years or so, we've been having Thanksgiving at my aunt's house. So this year it's been moved back to my parents' house.
Okay.
And my mom's gravy. There is something about mom's gravy. It's one of the greatest things on the planet. And I'm going to be watching really close this year how she makes it.
She doesn't tell you? You
just
don't know?
In case. Just in case something were to happen.
Like if she slips and falls down the stairs or something?
Something might happen.
Huh.
Then I know how to make gravy.
God forbid.
Yeah, my mother's gone, but at least I know her gravy recipe.
Does it lives bring on. Back like memories? Does it like trigger
Yeah, it
happy
does.
Times?
Like happy family Thanksgivings. And just good. It's so good.
What?
She
doesn't tell
she
you?
She removes
how do you
the
not know?
The turkey from the pan that the turkey
uses the drippings.
The drippings, and then she like throws a couple bones in there and lets it simmer with the bones. And then I don't know what else. She puts some sort of magic fairy dust in there.
Oil and it's toil.
Good.
And
a little cornstarch.
Little cornstarch and butter. And it's so good.
Little boullon
God,
cube, probably.
Oh, something, Dom. I don't
like
even know.
Bouillon
cubes.
Eye of Newt. So good.
I see lines are ringing, and I guess that means some of you have thoughts on this with the tradition for Thanksgiving that you do that's a little different.
Salad. The Thanksgiving salad.
Look. Salad should be banned.
No.
Nicole is making a seven-layer salad to bring, and I'm like, don't even bother.
No.
Why are you, I almost left her.
I don't understand why people get all worked up about having, this is the one meal a year where you
don't
have to
eat
salad. For God's sakes. Instead of salad, have, and when they say, which pie would you like? Would you like a slice of pumpkin, apple, or pecan? The answer is all three. The answer is all of them.
Yes.
Hey, Jason, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you got to share with us?
For the past 6 years, we've been doing turducken for our Thanksgiving bird, and we'll never go back. It's the best thing in the world.
Is that where you stuff a bird into another bird into another bird?
Chicken and a duck and a turkey?
We do the deluxe one, so you start with a turkey, and then in goes the duck, and then in goes the chicken, and then finally one of those little tiny Cornish game hens. So it's actually four in one.
Ridiculous.
That is so American.
This is like those nestled Russian toys or whatever.
And then we wrap it in a pizza and drizzle nacho cheese on it.
And then add some bacon.
Bacon crumbles.
Between each layer, it has its own type of stuffing. So you do like a country herb and then an Italian spice.
Well, wait a minute. How do you serve it so that you get, like, you're supposed to take, the like, a bite of all three at the same time?
Well, they're all deboned when they go in, so it holds the structure. But you just slice, and, yeah, you get a little bit of layer from each one.
What is the point
of this? How long does that take to cook? Because, like, if a big fat turkey takes, let's say, 6 hours, you multiply that by four birds. Like, how are you guys cooking right now?
Yeah, you have to. We start really early on Thursday morning, very early, and you
stuff
it
yourself.
Very low and very slow.
I think the joke's on us. I think Jason's making all of this up anyway. This is all just.
Oh, it's so good. Am I allowed to say who it comes from? They make the.
Oh, so you're having it pre-made. I would be more impressed if you were making it yourself and you were shoving all those birds into each other.
Advertising on our show goes for like $5,000, so I can't do that for you unless you write us a check.
Listen, We have it made, and it takes them several hours to make and even longer to cook.
I kind of wish there was something to put the turkey into as well, you know, like an ostrich. Like, let's start with an ostrich.
Like a brontosaurus?
We need another bird. We need a bigger bird.
Just wrap it in one giant tortilla. I mean, that's...
and then deep fry it.
Right. Jason, have a great Thanksgiving.
You as well. Thank you.
See you later.
All right, appreciate being wrap on. That's,
a, big, lot, that's a lot of
shove
killing.
Shove it in Big Bird.
It could be overkill. Then again, it could be the greatest thing we've ever eaten.
How many animals have to die?
It's too much. And then put it in a rhino.
Here's Aaron on the phone. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so what are you going to share with us?
Well, I've come from a Hispanic family. I'm half German and half Hispanic, so I'm a chikonki.
Okay.
Hold on, you're going to have to say that again. What?
Chikonki?
A chikonki.
All right. I don't know if people are offended by that.
Yeah, we might have just, like, it came out of your mouth, not ours. Yep. So
It did. It's not your guys' fault. It's mine, obviously. But we have homemade green chili and tamales every Thanksgiving.
Yes. Oh, it's good. I would
be
there.
Thank you.
If you gave me the choice between turkey and green chili and tamales, I would choose your house.
But if you could imagine how the green chili goes over turkey like gravy normally would.
That would be good
goodness.
Too, though. That's
okay, now that would make it better.
Do you have traditional like Thanksgiving sides with it as well? Like, do you have tamales and mashed potatoes?
Everything. We do everything stuffing. Traditional, except for we add the little Hispanic spice to it with the green chili and the homemade tamales.
I'm in.
This year I'm in charge of the green chili. It's a special secret family recipe that I'm going to make for everybody.
Can you bring us some? I have a thing for green chili.
We can't really get enough green chili around here.
Oh, my God.
I would love to bring you guys green chili.
Yeah, bring some.
Bring
it
down.
How about a little insight into maybe just like one of the secret ingredients, maybe? Just like a little something? Want to share with your friends?
There's no secret. It's not a secret ingredient. It's a secret recipe. They're all like well-known ingredients.
Yeah,
the family.
It's just
recipe.
the way you put it together, the way you assemble it makes a difference. So, are you gonna do? Are you gonna whip out sopapillas at the end too?
Oh yes.
Oh, dumb. Goodness gracious. Now I'm in love with what your idea is. I'm gonna have to do that.
They are now.
So because if you took sopapilla. A little bit of pumpkin pie or something like that and you put it inside a sopapilla,
you're onto something.
And then drizzled honey
you're
over
onto
it.
Something right now.
Oh my God, you're changing lives.
Well, making people fat. I know that.
I gotta do this now. I gotta
try
do
it.
Anyways, yeah, we, you know, for eight of us, we make enough food for about 55 people.
Understood. Right.
We're Hispanic, so
yeah, we're a little gluttonous. Yeah, I know.
Big out.
Dinner for.
Listen,
we had Thanksgiving dinner for probably about 4 weeks.
Listen, it sounds great. Aaron, do me a favor. Snap a couple of photos of that and send it to us so we can see them like over the weekend or something.
Put it on
okay?
our Facebook.
Yeah, totally on the Facebook page. I'll post it up there for you guys.
Love it. Have a great time. Thanks for spending your mornings
Happy
with us.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well.
I went down the hall and grabbed Synergy. Can I just call you Kelly? I feel funny calling you Synergy.
You can.
Kelly.
I'm going to call us Synergy.
I like it much better like that. You're not saying it right, though.
Synergy.
It's a flow. You have to flow. Yeah.
No, I just say it the way I want to say it.
It's Synergy. Where people say Cinna.
Can I say Sinner?
Right. So,
it's like Steph instead of
Kelly.
Steph.
Let's call her Kelly.
Cinna was a bad character in The Hunger Games.
I did not know that.
Synergy, who does our night show, is in here, and you're going to quickly add one other Thanksgiving meal?
Cranberry salad.
No,
but
wait, salad.
You can't say the word salad to Dom.
This is a salad.
It's not a salad. There's not lettuce in it or anything like that. It's cranberry. It's marshmallows. It's walnuts. It's all ground together. My grandmother used to put the crank on the kitchen counter and crank it old school before like
your grandma's
food
an old crank.
She
so it's a marshmallow salad.
You don't have drugs. Yeah.
Yeah. Cranberries, marshmallows, walnuts.
Yep, and some other stuff that I don't know.
Uh-huh.
A little cat food.
Okay, no, I would eat that.
It's amazing.
So this is just a mush?
Yeah, it's like a mush.
So
do you eat it with a spoon or a fork?
However you can get it in your fingers.
How sweet is that? You could use it as a dessert.
Sweet, yeah.
I think your grandma might just be confused.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.